93.7, the river that goes Def Leppard Hysteria. I was hoping Prince Albert would join us, but he's out gallivanting through the hallways wherever he is, so this is going to be a pretty boring conversation for me. Yeah. Pigskin picks. There he is. There's Albert. Come on, Albert. You got to share my misery and pain. I don't know what the hell you're out doing.
It's going to be a pretty boring conversation for me.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to give Joe a big congratulations.
Hey. It doesn't happen often, does it?
Woo. Bengals won last night.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ,
it's
man.
It's a parade.
Yeah.
Hey, take note, ladies and gentlemen. It's not going to happen often. Please, I'd like a few accolades whenever it does occur.
And that's fair, because we rib Joe all the time, whether the Bengals are playing or not. It can be football season, basketball season, soccer season. We rib Joe pretty hard about the Cincinnati Bengals. And stupidly, I mean, most people, the only two people playing pigskin picks here at the river, that selected the Bengals were Tall D, Derek Moore, and Joe.
Tall D took them.
Yeah, myself, Albert, and Monica, we all went with the Bengals. And lo and behold, last night's game, Baltimore Ravens visiting Cincinnati, they lost 23-34. Bengals win.
Oh, baby. It was amazing. It was a pretty good game, actually, to be quite honest with you. They play good football, and they never do that, ever.
Yeah. Didn't watch it. Albert, did you watch it?
I watched it. Yeah. I watched it, and I was getting angry and angrier as the game went on.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see why you would. I mean, the Bengals. Just ridiculous.
I'm going to tell you something. It's a good thing they poured the lead on in the first half, because they came out after halftime. They looked like a different team. They get, I don't, whatever they're, and I love them to death. I always will. But they just get so sloppy. It's like they quit playing, and they almost got beat. Yeah. Luckily, they came back and were able to hang on.
Ravens
to it.
Came back, cut the lead to one touchdown, and then Cincinnati defense was good. Got a stop.
Held on to it. Huh?
Yep. Got a stop. Kicked a field goal. Took the game out of a. Out of reach after that.
Yeah. Well, that's a bummer. So, what the bigger bummer is?
Bummer.
Yeah. Moreover, than the Bengals winning a game, here's where we stand now. And we just kicked off week two for Pigskin Picks last night. We've got all the games on Sunday. We still got Monday night's games. Joe is leading all of us. He's got 11 points. Albert's got 9. Monica's got 9. I'm down there with that schmo, Tall D, Derek Moore. We've got 8 wins.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. I'm second to last, but me and Derek are tied, so we'll find out what happens coming up on Sunday. You can see where we're at. You can see where you're at. And you jump on 93.7theriver.com. Click on Pigskin Picks. Each and every week, we'll get you hooked up with that official Dog and Joe Show football jersey. And this week, not only do you get the jersey, you'll get tickets to see Tesla and Oleander. So jump on. Even if you missed last night's game, you can still come out week two as a winner.
Hey,
so.
We have an emerging listener that's currently ahead. He's the only one here. She's the only one with 13, and it's Duffman.
Wow.
Slowly been climbing up through the ranks of all the listeners playing, and this person is the only one with 13 right now.
All right, Duffman, he's the one you want the crosshairs on. He's your target. I mean, he's already surpassed us, so go after him. Jump on 93.7theriver.com. Pigskin Picks.